Blog Talk Radio.
Quad Cities, not the Twin Cities, which is in Minneapolis and St. Paul. This is the Quad Cities, which is four cities. Well, there's really more, but they call it four. Four cities that two of which are in Iowa, two of which are in Illinois, and it's where the Mississippi River is the only place that goes east-west. And so because I have a co-host today.
You've got a mouse in your pocket. I'm sorry, you've got chickens in your pocket.
Oh, okay. Yes, that was Esther. Where is Eunice? Well, Eunice is here, too. Is Eunice here?
She's okay.
They're both here. Yes, of course, they traveled with me. And, the co-host, you can introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Oh, introduce myself. Okay, well, this is Melody Schubert with USA Travel Magazine. We're traveling here together.
Yeah, and we're living it up. And before we start talking all about the Quad Cities and what we've done, you know, it's got to be a message from my sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Cowbell dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these absolutely wonderful brownies on www.brownies.com. But now, guys, not bad enough they made the best brownies in the whole world. They've made the best cookies. They have come out with cookies. They have two flavors so far. One of them is double chocolate. So you can imagine this fudgy cookie with Belgian chocolate chips in it, already made with Belgian chocolate. And the other one is a caramel pecan.
That sounds good.
Well, I don't really give a hoot about that one because it was good. I mean, because they made it. But as a chocoholic, I don't give a hoot. You know, if it's a chocolate, I want just shove them down my throat. Just, you know, put them in, stuff them in the up like squirrels. You know how they
eat
squirrels? I would just do that so I can eat them anytime. Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Well, again, we'll certainly be talking about food as part of this anyway. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna start from what we did from the beginning. Melody got here, got in town later, and so she wasn't with me at the first part. The first thing is, we went to lunch. When I say we, it was tourism took me to lunch, and we had lunch at a place called Cafe Fresh. things were so fresh that I had to keep slapping its stuff right in their face. And what did I have there? I had, there was this thing, this signature thing that they have here. I don't know if this is a thing in this area. But they take, like, sort of, I guess, like Vlasic pickles, but they're kosher dill pickles. They take them and they first roll it in cream cheese.
Okay, I've heard about this.
And then they roll it in thin slices of ham.
Hmm.
And then they slice it up. And this is a thing there. I mean, when it was in the South, it wasn't also in the South. Was it the South we had the fried pickles?
Yes, there were fried pickles, but there was no sour cream and ham. That sounds much better.
Yeah, the fried pickles, what was that? We had it in Shreveport?
Yes.
Yeah, because I had the fried pickles also somewhere in the South. So that was one of the things. And then I just had the really great chicken salad. I'm sorry. I don't know if she heard. I think she heard me say that. Then I had chicken salad.
You're in trouble.
I don't know. Okay, never mind. I got to watch it when I eat, especially.
Yeah, like Cafe Fresh was in, it was in Moline?
In Moline, yeah.
Okay.
So that was Moline, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if you want to pronounce it, Illinois.
Illinois.
And then I wanted to do an interesting, well, not study, to get some tidbits. By the way, just so in case I belch, excuse me, I really meant a fart, but we're munching on popcorn. That we'll talk about later, but we got to, it's popcorn that's actually from
on
the
cob.
On the cob.
Yes, that was very cool.
Yeah.
Although I thought it was going to explode out of the microwave when I first put it in there, because that first pop is a big one, and the bag jumped.
So we're munching this that while we're talking. So if I, you know, if you hear me graps a bit, you know, you'll understand why. Or crunch, yeah?
Crunch.
Okay, so one of the things I was looking to find out, in Iowa, they passed a law for same-sex marriage. Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Iowa. Mm-hmm. New York says no. New York says no. Iowa says yet. Now, I'm sorry, but that makes little sense to me. I went to the Metropolitan Community Church, MCC, which is basically, I think, in all, wherever they are, they're considered like the gay church. And I spoke with Pastor Rich Hendricks, and he was, I wanted to find out that did a lot of people get married, and he said it's been a year now, he's been conducting a decent amount of weddings, but he also said to me that if he doesn't see that the couple looks like they've been together like long enough.
Mm-hmm.
That he may turn it down, too.
So you can't be drunk to say, I want to get married and go.
Yeah, so can't be, yeah, he makes it very clear. This is legal.
Mm-hmm.
It's for real. Then what I wanted to find out also, if people are coming from Illinois going to Iowa, to have a ceremony. And this is happening as well. However, since the laws are not the same in Illinois, you really can't, I mean, you're married, but you're not going to get benefits of Illinois. And to make it even worse, if you get a divorce, this was interesting. Mm. If you get a divorce, so if a couple from Illinois gets married in Iowa, and they want to have a divorce, they can't get divorced in Illinois, and they have to first be a resident.
Okay.
At least for 1 year.
They have to come back.
They have to come back. They have to actually take up residence in order to get divorced.
Well, so they're going to college. That's like that's what you have to go to school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except they're dropping out.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have to know that. Now, I don't know that it's how all the other states go as far as same-sex marriages and the divorces, I wouldn't imagine that if it's a heterosexual couple that did that. Well, then again, if it's a heterosexual couple, once they're married, wherever they go, they're married all over, so it wouldn't hang true for them.
It's a strange thing,
but they wouldn't go to Iowa to get married if they're living in Illinois.
And the church was in Davenport.
Yeah.
Okay.
The church was in Davenport, right. And so then I went to two different hotels to find out about receptions. What I was interested in is, in terms of the economy of the hotel, did it boost their sales, so to speak, in however they announced it. I think I heard that they went to like some gay pride events, but in any way they announced that they were gay friendly, did that boost their sales? And Holiday Inn, I went to the Clarion Hotel in Davenport. So I'm now still in Iowa.
Okay.
And then in going to the one, the Holiday Inn on Rock Island, which is in Illinois, and I was asking there because are people, let's say, that from Illinois, getting married in Iowa, having the reception in Illinois, or just people even in Illinois, people in Iowa who live in Iowa going over to, because it's part of the Quad Cities, said, oh, this is a great place, let's have it at the Holiday Inn, because they've also, you know, expressed that they're gay-friendly.
Right.
That they, you know.
Now, the ceremony has to be performed in Iowa, because you have justice of the peace and priests that do ceremonies other places, so it would have to be done in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they wanted to do their something special or their wedding ceremony, they'd have to do it in Iowa, not on the beach or not along the Mississippi in Illinois. It has to be.
Right, as long as it's Iowa territory.
Okay.
They can go into the casino, I suppose. That's those casinos that are on the Mississippi River. They have former boats. Former, like, river boats that's sitting along the Mississippi River. And I guess if you go to the one.
There you go.
Yeah, even though you're not going any place.
Yeah.
You know.
You're just spinning your wheels.
Yeah. So that was part of the interest. But I'm going to have some of these people on my radio show to go into this a lot more. May not be my next show, since I'm going off to California, and we'll be doing three shows that week.
That'll be fun.
So I can always put this one off to another time when I get back. But all right. So to continue, then Melody met up with us.
Mm-hmm. Caught up with you, and we went to Johnny's Italian Steakhouse.
in Moline,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Illinois. And I don't think that Johnny's has, which of course I didn't ask, but I don't think Johnny's has anything to do with the fact that it's right at the John Deere complex.
No, I mean, and it is right there, but it was a nice.
The Johnny had nothing to do with John.
No, I don't.
John
think so.
Deere, no. And so with Johnny's, wow, Johnny's Italian Steakhouse. I probably should have kept the leftovers. No,
yeah.
It's okay. I got this one.
It was, nice it was intimate, but not stuffy. And the servers were always right there when you needed them.
Oh, yeah.
And the food.
The bruschetta.
Mm-hmm. That was very good.
The bruschetta, what made it a little different than what, why is this bruschetta different from any other bruschetta at the Bosa? Okay. No, it's not Passover. The bruschetta, aside from the usual, like, French tomatoes kind of thing, it also, they have had goat cheese and then topped with shrimp.
Well, see, I missed the shrimp part. But I got the goat cheese part. But that was...
Wasn't that tasty?
It adds something that the bruschetta... I mean, the bruschetta is already good, but that just adds an extra touch to it that it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to learn how to cook that so we can make it again.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And what did you have as your main course?
It wasn't your bone-in rib, I can tell you. It was your bone-in steak.
God.
It was steak. And there was garlic potatoes, but it wasn't what you had. What you had was really good.
Yeah, well, I had asked the chef. I wanted, you know, what was to recommend the, like, most tender. And, oh, you had it like the triple filet mignon or something?
Okay. That's what it was.
Filet mignon three ways?
Yes.
Not only did the filet mignon go both ways.
Yeah.
It went a third way. And the steak I had was ribeye bone-in. It was, I mean...
That was amazing.
It was amazing how tender it was.
What I had was good, but then when you taste that, it was amazing. But then the spinach salad that I had was really good as well. So that was another surprising thing.
Yeah. And everybody had other stuff. One person had salmon.
Mm-hmm.
One person had pasta. Did she like ravioli?
I think so,
yeah. And then we could, of course, you know, miss dessert. So we got one dessert and all shared it.
Yeah.
It was a chocolate mousse.
The mousse was good. It was thick. It was, what is it, there's that word. It's just amazing. The
consistency, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would have had coffee, but I was on a diet.
A diet.
So that was, that ended the evening. We were supposed to go to a place called the Redstone Room Show to see Dick Prowl in Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
But we...
You had a long day, and I had a long
drive. Oh, I remember. I didn't sleep the night before. I mean, I really just didn't sleep. I didn't go to sleep because I had to leave. The plane was leaving at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I figured, why bother? You know, so I took little, you know, cat naps on the plane. The plane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I took AirTran. I love AirTran. I forgot to bring it. I had this whole thing about what AirTran doesn't have logos to say. That's the trouble. But I found something because they're promoting their wireless internet on the plane. So that was their promotion. But I love AirTran because it's very comfortable. They tend to get there on time. They would arrive 15 minutes earlier than scheduled. I don't know if that means that the next time I go, I owe them 15 minutes, and they could be 15 minutes late, you know, if, you know, and I can't complain about it.
Well, they flew into the Quad Cities airport, so.
Yeah, which is in Moline.
Yes. Is it a big airport?
Well, compared to.
Like Montgomery was a small airport.
Yeah, I would say probably Montgomery, yeah. Yeah.
Easy to get into and get your luggage and.
Yeah, that was pretty good with that. And then there was, you know, nappy poo. And the room. Oh, we're staying at the Residence Inn. That's, as a matter of fact, that's where I'm doing the show from right now.
Mm-hmm.
At the Residence Inn, it's Marriott. And where the hell are we? Are we in Moline? Yes, we're in Moline.
It's
hard to keep, we're going back and forth from from Iowa and Illinois, and it's hard to remember.
Just off John Deere, I believe it's Drive or Boulevard.
John Deere Boulevard. Drive?
Boulevard.
Oh, Boulevard?
Yes. Very easy to find, and it's close to everything.
Yeah.
I think what I like is all the rooms have kitchenettes, are spacious.
Yeah, they all have, they're all studios,
mm-hmm.
at least. They also have one bedrooms and two bedrooms. But there's a, it's a full kitchen, like, you know, full-size refrigerator. I don't think there's a dishwasher, though. Did you see a dishwasher? No dishwasher. You got to wash your own.
Well, thank goodness for the microwave.
Yeah.
Is there popcorn?
Well, there's a, I didn't look. Isn't there a stovetop?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we could have.
The couch also folds out into a bed.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And the studio's not that bad. I talked about when I was in Norfolk. That I was talking about the Residence Inn when I was there, and at there I had a one bedroom, and it's the studio is really big enough. The difference is there's no door on the bedroom.
Right.
It's really what it boils down to.
So if you have company, you want to do something, you better close your eyes.
Yeah. Right.
They do have a nice pool area. And I tried the sauna. That was real nice. And then they have a really nice patio area that's in between that has a nice little fire at night. And when they used to do Thursday, they have social hour with hors d'oeuvres and wine and beer. And so you can hang out. And there's lots of people that come and check in here.
And they have also breakfast is included.
Oh, breakfast?
Full buffet breakfast.
Yes. Waffles are good. And it's amazing what the lady is really nice when you come down there and can help you with whatever you need. It's a very popular place for people who play sports. They come, they get a lot of sports people who come in. There's a baseball field right down the road here.
Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very big thing. And they're centrally located, but they're away from the traffic, so you can just chill and relax.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, that's true. I don't hear, you know, anything like, I haven't heard noises out the window.
No.
Of cars or anything, except, not even if a car pulls up. I mean, it's,
at least I
haven't heard. That hasn't bothered me.
No.
The first room I had bothered me. The mystery coconut room, as I call it. It was the weirdest thing. It's like, the room smelled like coconut. And obviously it's not. I don't think it's coconut. It has to be. I'm guessing, let's see, palm oil has that same smell.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I cannot figure out why it does that. Actually, if you just go to the door,
you can
smell it. It's so weird. I'm wondering if the people who were cleaning it up even.
They may not notice. Well, you would think they'd notice, but maybe they thought it was air freshener. I think maybe a previous guest was spilt something that had
coconut oil if they spilled. Yeah.
And it just kind of kept going. It got more intense.
So, but they were nice. I changed rooms. I'm in a different room.
Unfortunately, it wasn't pina coladas, so.
Yeah.
Then we could have excused that COVID.
Oh, okay.
But they were real nice to change the room, and that was very nice.
And, okay, so that was day one. That was Thursday. Friday. Which was yesterday. Okay. Friday, we started off at the German-American Heritage Center in Davenport, Iowa, just in case. Get my following. At some point, okay, was that World War One? When World War Two?
I think it was two. Yes, I think. Yes.
A shitload of Germans came to the United States and decided to park themselves in Davenport.
Listen to you. They actually, I mean, the German-American Heritage Center is, they parked ourselves in the hotel, which is now the German-American Heritage Center.
Right.
Which is a very, it's the only place that is actually in a historic structure where it was used by German people, which is amazing. I mean, if there was, there's few historic structures like that.
I think, yeah. And it has the whole, you know, whole history and stuff. And I guess the interest to me is like, well, it's like when someone's coming from another country, what makes them pick some place to say, me, I live in Queens, and my feeling is everybody comes, they land in Queens, they go, I don't got any more money, let's stay here. So in Queens, I got everybody in there. So when I find out, like, you know, groups where they in terms of where they immigrate to, but the thing that I'm most interested in, I mean, it appeared to me that we're talking German Christians versus German Jews, because there's a lot of times when you'll have Jewish immigrants, especially from Europe, because, you know, they want to get the hell out. Yeah, they're not wanted.
It's interesting. I mean, New York is a huge hub for immigrants that came in. The question maybe be, why come up the Mississippi or down the Mississippi? Where were they coming from to get here?
Yeah.
So that's a whole different story.
Which is the thing I'm going to want to find out.
Yes. I mean, where did they come from before? They had to come from, I mean, I don't know of any other place except coming through New York to get into the United States at that time. Unless you know some other place.
Well, my grandparents, who on my father's side were Russian, they actually came into Baltimore. And the interesting thing is, if you go to Baltimore, they don't have big records of that versus, if, you know, Ellis Island.
Okay.
You know. But then there's, I find, like, in the South, people came to the South, and I don't know, again, through Savannah maybe. I think Savannah was a place,
right,
one of the places. So whereas we kind of think of certain places that everybody came to, you know, they probably hit some place that was close enough to near the Mississippi River to say, let's continue or go up there. Or
we didn't like this place, let's keep moving.
Yeah. Boy, I don't like this here. Let's get the hell out of here. It's not nice, you know. What is also interesting to that I also want to find out, because now, if you have in terms of the Germans that came here, if they were, it says you know, Christian Germans and Jewish Germans. Now, from what I'm getting, like in terms of now, I have grandparents who came from Germany, and they never spoke German. Same thing with my grandparents from Russia. They never spoke Russian. Both of them spoke Yiddish. So they would speak Yiddish coming into the United States and learn English.
Oh, I thought that was interesting. That's one of the things that was great about the German-American Center, or Heritage Center, was that it explains a lot of the fears that, I mean, the Germans came, they were starting to establish themselves, and then the war breaks out, and they're the bad guy. Well, I mean, regardless, they've been here. I mean, all of a sudden, they're the bad guys, and they can't speak their own language. They can't, if they do speak their own language, then they're in trouble. I mean, wasn't it outlawed to speak German in America at that point?
Well, if anything, it was probably attached to, you know, especially if it was World War II, having to do World War II, mm-hmm. then it could be attached to, you know, you're German, then you're, you know, you have something to do with the Holocaust.
Right, you're hiding something. And the German teachers who were teaching German now come back to find that they have no jobs. The museum there, there's pieces of history and that you wouldn't think of normally that you can discover. And then there's also hands-on things. And there's a hotel room that would show you what it was like when people lived there. When we're staying in like a palace compared to
yeah.
a little room.
Yeah.
I think the room is just a little bit bigger than your bathroom. And they used to fit several people in there. And, of course, there's knickknacks and gifts that you can get and the nutcrackers and all these special things. But I think the telling of the video that you'll see when you go is a very intimate portrait of what it explains a lot about what the people went through. But I think your question about, you know, the people coming, where did they come from and what language did they speak and why did they change? I mean.
And if you did have, now, I don't know whether everybody came, I didn't get that everybody came at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if you did have the Jews who spoke Yiddish and you had the Germans who spoke German, since Yiddish is considered like a bastardized German, so they probably understood each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat of the same language, you know. It's like, I suppose, maybe someone who speaks Portuguese or someone who speaks Spanish kind of a thing.
Right.
But anyway, so that was cool.
Yes, it was cool.
Okay. And as I said, I'm going to try to get somebody, an historian, on the show to really maybe go into it a little more. And so next place, we went to the Bucktown Center for the Arts. Again in Davenport.
Yes.
Now I said Bucktown.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, and everything in the Quad Cities is, I mean, if you come here and you're looking for an interesting getaway, you don't think of it as four different cities because everything is so close and easy to get around, and there's lots of events and everything. And Bucktown is one of those places that if you love art and artists, it's an amazing place. You met a lady who did glass beads.
Yeah, I've seen people doing, you know, glass blowing. I've never seen somebody creating beads from glass. And so that was, and I have, I've got some beads to bring home too. I'm going to have all these people I call in to talk about the.
And she was so nice.
Stuff. Yeah, and then there was one gentleman that he got into like thing. He would do like photographs of doors, and then he would actually take a door and put photographs on it or things. And he said same thing like with bicycles.
Yes, the bicycle exhibit was cool. And what's really cool about the Bucktown is it's also home to the Midcoast Fine Arts and the Midwest Writing Center. So here is this, it looks like a warehouse building, but inside you find writing and art, and there's like over 100 artists that contribute their works to there. And it's, the works are for sale, and the prices are not like $6,000 for a little bitty, itty bitty painting. Those, the paintings were amazing and affordable prices.
Yeah. Now, we didn't go, that's not to say that that's, I can't say the best. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from the Figge Museum, F-I-G-G-E, which I went to when I was here before. And that's a real, more like a museum of art.
Okay.
Type of place. One of the things I do remember about the Figge Museum is there was a, they have a space where you could sit there and do your own work, just if you wanted to. And so, okay, so that was, yeah, it's time to eat.
It's time to eat.
Oh, I don't mean right now, but, well, in that case, wait, let me munch a couple more pieces of popcorn. Oh, I'm sorry.
The popcorn is good.
Esther, did you want popcorn? All right. Okay. Never mind. All right. We went to this place called Crane and Pelican.
Yes. Oh, I think that was interesting, that the Crane and Pelican, the woman who owns it, her mother decorated, and she has an art gallery. So not only do you have that, I mean, it's a very active arts community there. And the food. The food.
The food. Well, on my blog, I'll be able to show you photos of everything. Of course, on the radio, I can't. Because I didn't put them up.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to contact Barbara. Barbara, put up the photos on here. Okay, so there we had, what did we have?
What did we have? We had gyros.
Yes, as I call a gyro.
Okay. She was sitting and spinning and spinning and eating her gyros.
And I have to admit, they don't have the whole thing on this spitting, turning it around and slicing it off. I mean, you can't expect that. But for what they had, they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time that I've had it someplace where I didn't say, oh, this came like already sliced.
Right.
Did we have an appetizer? Didn't we have something? Did we have something before? I'm thinking we did.
Well, the problem with eating when you go on trips is you eat so much that it's hard to remember until you look at your pictures. But I know what we did have that was excellent was the orange crepe. And the Crane and Pelican, I mean, along with the great food, the servers keep coming back to fill up your tea. Oh, and they have the Red Hat Refresher, which is like Sprite and grape juice. That was really good. And then they have one that tastes like Jell-O.
It's supposed to taste like green Jell-O, something.
And what did you have?
I Blue Moon beer.
Okay, Blue Moon beer. So
with a
got
slice
beer
of orange
and wine, but the Red Hat Refresher was, I mean, actually refreshing. But the orange crepe, that our dessert, along with the great food that they have, that was wonderful.
I'm trying to think of like what anybody else had. It's been a long day today.
Yeah.
It was a long day yesterday too. Yeah, but okay. Well, I actually will have the owner on. I remember her first name is Amanda.
She was wonderful.
I will have her on to talk about the place, and she also gave me the name of the first same-sex couple that got married in Iowa.
Now, you can't reveal that until you...
No.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. So I'm going to be calling them and have them talk about it. Because it's like coincidence that it would be in the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, that there's a huge gay community in the Quad Cities. There is definitely a community in the Quad Cities. And, God, I don't remember where I was the last time when I was there, because I was checking out what area. We just keep going over bridges.
There's a lot of
bridges.
The lock and dam.
Yeah, so we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Amanda, you know, the place that it was an opportunity that she picked that just kind of fell into her lap, and they refurbished the building, and the seating in the place is excellent there. You don't feel all overcrowded. They've got a great little gift shop upstairs. And the history of the home, it looks overlooks the Mississippi, and it used to be, is it a riverboat captain? Or a steamboat?
Yeah, something, yeah.
So, and I'm sure she'll explain all that. But, and she was such a wonderful host and owner to create something that nice with her family and the connections that she has with the community. That was real nice.
Yeah. And, yeah, I probably should have looked at my photos to see what the hell I ate.
Oh, I know.
I know. It's like the gyro or gyro. That, I mean, that's gyro, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that stood out. And I know I just feel like I had something.
We didn't eat very much for breakfast, so.
As an appetizer.
That was the main part of your meal for that time, and you were hungry, so.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know another time. Yes.
The nice part is that is also right down the street from where we went next. And you can, after you eat, I mean, she hosts events, and she had a special, it was her one-year anniversary just the night before. So after you fill up on her great food, you can just walk down the street towards the river, and you'll find the Buffalo Bill Museum.
Oh, and by the way, where we were in LeClaire,
okay,
Iowa.
LeClaire.
Yeah.
Which is not far from Davenport.
Yeah. But and also LeClaire, I believe, and I'm trying to remember, I'm not sure, but I think that is one of the places that when I was on the Mississippi Queen that I might have docked. I have to go back to that. Yeah, and so we went to LeClaire is a nice little place to check out, you know, shops and stuff like that. And we went to the Buffalo Bill Museum,
mm-hmm.
Right, which is all the has all the history of Buffalo Bill and his show. And
you saw a lot of posters on his acts and everything, and there was documents, and there was even stuff on Annie Oakley there, and
Wild Bill Hickok.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other things in the museum, as well as some stuff on LeClaire.
The stuff on LeClaire, it's like, in addition to the Buffalo Bill stuff, it's like a little time capsule for the town of LeClaire. So if you have family who went to LeClaire, but you don't have any photos of them, if they went to school there in the 50s, 60s, maybe even 40s, you could probably go there and find a yearbook with a picture of your family in there. There's a just amazing, it's not like a museum where you go in, similar to an antique shop where there's a hodgepodge of miscellaneous stuff everywhere. The stuff is in topics like homeware or sewing or music, and there's rare things everywhere. And this is just a small collection of the whole overall stuff that they have.
There was something there. Let's see, my brain is doing the... I know.
Ask Esther, she might remember.
Something that was built. It was showing something, the first something.
It was the Lone Star steamboat.
No.
Not the boat.
There's something they had in the museum. There was some round thing or something. They said that was the first.
Was it the satellite? I saw the, it was made, had like mirrors on the front, and then it was made out of wood. Was it the first satellite?
No.
Or what was it?
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, well, I thought you knew.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
I'm
totally blank.
It.
I remember seeing it and thinking, oh, I got to remember this. And, of course, I don't.
Okay. Then what did you bring it up for?
Jeez. I don't know. I thought maybe you knew.
Well, I saw so many other things.
I know. That's
like wandering around, and, I mean, there was so many other stuff. The Lone Star Steamer.
Okay.
It's the only one of its kind. And it was, I wasn't able to catch the whole story, but it was docked there, and they actually covered it in to preserve it. And now, I mean, it's the only one of its kind. It is a very rare, special little jewel in their collection along with everything else.
It's sort of like a working riverboat.
Yes. And you used to run up and down the Mississippi there.
Versus the Mississippi.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
So that's you get to see all of that in one for one admission price.
Exactly. And then you got all the, like you said earlier, the cool shops, and everything's real close together there. And the Crane and Pelican is just a short walk away. And there is a bike path that runs the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want,
and they're building a distillery.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
No, I missed that.
They're building a distillery down the block from from the museum.
Okay. So that must be like where Sneaky Pete's going to be, because I saw a sign for Sneaky Pete's, that place downtown. I think it was a bar or...
I'm not sure, but I was told that I ate there.
Yeah. You ate there, see?
Total blank. I really have to go to the article that I wrote on the Quad Cities when I was here and see, you know. I'm sure I named all the places I went to. Okay. Then we took a break.
Break.
At the hotel. Took a break. Relaxed. And it was now time for dinner.
More food.
Yep. The reason we picked this place to eat, I picked this place specifically because I went online to see if there were any shows going. And it turned out Vicki Lawrence was doing a show at one of the casinos. And there's not many. I don't want to say there's a vast amount.
There's at least, I think there's four.
Four? Yeah.
Yes.
And
close range.
And the way the casinos are is like the casino itself is a river boat,
mm-hmm.
that's been converted. So if you're looking at it, you look like you're seeing a river boat. And when you go into it, it doesn't look like a river boat from the inside.
Have you ever been in one?
In a river boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the Mississippi Queen.
Was that a casino?
No. Mississippi Queen was...
a river boat.
A real boat.
I was talking about a riverboat casino.
Have I ever been on a riverboat casino? You mean one... Oh, a riverboat casino that was actually moving.
No, on the... Like, what we went to. I mean, where we were. The casino that's docked there. Like...
Did...
Because they're... they actually have like three floors. I mean, there's usually three floors.
Mm-hmm.
So each level, if you go like on a riverboat, you have your one, the main level.
Oh, so we were actually in the convention center.
We were in, yes.
To see the show.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Right. That's right. So we actually had a choice. We could have gone to the casino itself and had a buffet dinner.
Yes.
But I said, nah, let's eat at the Biggie restaurant instead. The restaurant is Faraday's.
Okay.
It was the Isle Casino Hotel. And that was in Bettendorf, Iowa.
Benton.
Yeah, Bettendorf.
With our Benton.
Yeah.
In the casino.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why.
Exactly.
And so now at Faraday's. Oh, I had the Crown of Lamb.
Crown of Lamb.
Yeah.
I've never had it, and it tasted, I was amazed at how wonderful it tasted.
It came, they did it perfectly. I
those day-musters.
Do you hear something?
You've got a commercial.
Where the hell did this commercial come from?
We're on a party line. We didn't know that. Exactly.
This is fucking weird.
Exactly.
You know, I have to.
Here we go. Let's see now.
Are they telling me that Blog Talk Radio is turning around and saying, we're giving this to you for free, so you've got to listen to these commercials?
Well,
I can't believe that they're doing this. This is totally absurd.
An added bonus in the conversation, just to throw you off.
You know, the problem is, it's not like with my commercials I could stop them. Hopefully this will end so I can, well.
Do you like the music? It's got a beat. There we go. Ta-da.
I hope that stopped it. Okay.
Now.
To get back to this. Okay, so we had the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the show. I didn't know what to expect from Vicki Lawrence as far as singing or anything. She does a good show.
Yes, it was. She had everybody laughing. And I'm surprised they weren't rolling in the aisles. If the chairs had, they had the whole place packed. If the chairs had not been so close together, they would have been rolling in the aisles.
Yes.
And that was even before Mama came out.
Yeah, first she came out doing herself and talking about her life, which was funny enough, and, of course, her connection, with Carol Burnett. And then she came out as Mama. And in between, the beginning and in between, you would get to see clips. Of the show, of Mama, but they were the outtakes from it. That's what they did. You know? You're coming over to get more?
I have to go get my popcorn.
Yes. Oh, okay. Which is okay.
Trip over Eunice, and she was trying to trip me so I wouldn't get to it.
Okay.
She's looking at her. I saw her hiding popcorn earlier.
You did, huh? As opposed to hiding the matzah or,
exactly. I think,
or Easter bunny.
I think she's stashing it for later.
Okay. So, now. So that ended yesterday.
Well, I mean, that was at the Quad Cities Waterfront Convention Center, which is directly in. I mean, it was kind of weird because we went into Faraday's, where, and we could see the casino when we parked in the parking lot, and then we took the stairs and the elevator to get to the Waterfront Convention Center, which is basically connected to the casino. So if you're going out for an evening, you can see a show and then go to the casino or vice versa. But we ended up out front, and it was really weird the way that it's all, I mean, everything's so close together right there.
Yeah.
And all the people. The people were just, when she started the show, the people were just, you could hear them afterwards. Everybody was laughing inside, but you could hear them afterwards talking about how crazy she was and seeing Mama coming out with her stockings drooping.
Yeah.
See, and that was just, that was the nightcap for our evening.
Yeah. Time to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Now we're back at the hotel. Now we wake up this morning and we go to Country Corner Farm Market in Alpha, Illinois, as opposed to Beta.
And yes.
This is such a cool place. Well, I've been there before. Aside from having, I mean, their big thing is the corn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a corn maze.
And they're going to have a Halloween maze and event.
It's amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
And they have the...
Cracks me up.
Yeah. And they have this whole big pumpkin patch, too.
Yes.
But you couldn't see it from the front because they said they moved it to the back.
I like the cow train.
Yes. There's this, like, little train that gives you a tour. But it doesn't, I don't think it gives you the same tour. I think the cow train is more for kids.
It looks cool. It's little cars are little cows all in a row. And then there's a hayride. And
the hayride, I think, brings you
around.
I think, at least when I was there, the hayride brought me into the pumpkin patches. I'm not sure whether they do that. Bruce was, he was too busy because they're opening up this coming weekend for some big to-do.
Well, it's the kickoff of their fall season.
Yeah.
And it's a great road to ride on because, I mean, you just follow it and lots of pretty country to explore. And as the colors set in for fall, then it'd be even prettier. But they also have booths available. And I was really surprised that the booths are only like $10 for both days of their little festival. For crafters or people who want to do that. So you can go and get, if you could join their festival, you can join, get crafts, and then they have samples of cheese. And
yeah, first, of course, they have all the corn. Now, the corn, by the way, I mean, you get to see, well, right now they're having, it's the, what I call the yellow and white combination. That's what they have at the moment. Because there's also, there's white corn and there's yellow corn and then there's this one. And then there's also different types of corn, because what we eat is known as sweet corn. And then there's corn that's just for feeding the animals.
Right. Well, and then also with it, like the pumpkins, that was one of the things Bruce has been talking about, is the pumpkins, you decorate them, but then again, after you're done with them, you can turn them into a pie or, I mean, we sampled, what was it, pumpkin butter, like apple butter, and that was amazing.
Well, what they do is they only they don't grow everything. It's also like a produce stand mm-hmm. as well. So they're getting produce from other, like, local farmers. Or they're getting products. They seem to get a lot of products from the Amish, which I know they have the cheeses. I think the pumpkin butters and a lot of the other things. But they also have from the farmers, like I saw their tomatoes. I'm not sure if they saw. I saw some squash. I don't know if they grew the squash, but they had everything like the decorative type of gourds.
Yes, gourds. Well, see, and also one of the things that we didn't get to do on this trip, but they have, is wine. The Wide River Winery in Clinton, Iowa. They've got their own little wine trail, and we'll have to come back to experience that because there's a lot of wine. I've heard there's a lot of wineries in the area as well.
You're drinking wine right now, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you fucking getting drunk?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Just wondering why all of a sudden the winery got into this thing. We're still over in Alpha.
We're in Alpha, but we're talking about
I hadn't even finished with the Country Corner yet.
Yes, but they were also talking about the things that they grow here.
Yeah.
And we're
no,
over there.
They...
So I was adding that in because that's another thing that they do have in the area.
Let me finish up with Country Corner first.
Maybe not. It's what they grow. They got grapes.
I wanted to talk about what they did.
All right,
go
back to the cornfield.
We forgot. No, we've got all about the petting zoo.
Okay, the petting zoo.
That's important. They have these.
I saw Esther's cousin there.
Yes. They have alpacas. Two alpacas.
And a very frustrated pig.
Pig, yep.
What
do you call a pot belly?
I have no idea, but she was
potbelly pig.
She was complaining a lot.
Yeah, and I recorded that. and what else did they have then? They had lots of little goats.
Yes, goats.
Goats and
bunnies.
Yeah. I said, kid, get out of here.
Yeah.
But they had this other thing, a miniature, some kind of an animal that looks sort of like a cattle. They were like cattle looking. And they were miniature, whatever they call them.
And you think I'm drunk.
I
haven't even had any.
I took a photo. What I did is I didn't write it down. I just took a photo of it. And, of course, since I'm not looking at my camera, I have no idea, you know, what it was.
It's a cow with a hump on its back.
Right.
And
but
all
miniature.
They cared about was how if you were going to put food in their little tube.
Yeah.
It's a nice petting zoo because instead of putting your hand in there to let the animals lick your hand, they have these very nice little tubes that you can drop the food in that falls in there, and the animals can eat it that way. But, you mean, the goats, you can also touch them.
Yeah.
And they know when you're coming. They're hoping you're going
oh,
to
yeah.
drop that quarter in that machine.
Okay. I think we covered the Country Corner.
Don't forget the wine. We have to go back for the wine.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go back for the wine.
We have to come back for the wine because we missed the wine.
Okay.
See? Yes. But we went to, after that, we went to lunch at the Exotic Thai restaurant.
Which I'm going to have leftovers after the show.
Exactly.
Now, I have to definitely comment that it was authentic Thai food, and it was really tasty. It was really good.
I've never had Thai food, so, I mean, I had some noodles at a festival I went to, but the food was, I mean, amazing. What I ordered wasn't too spicy, and the portions were very big. And the pineapple fried rice. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. That's what you had, yeah.
And that was, they had cashews in there, and it was just perfect the way it was. And then there was the jasmine tea. Of course, your coffee. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, I love to have the Thai iced coffee.
That was very good.
Thai iced coffee is, well, aside from, I believe, I mean, unless, you know, they're just using any coffee, but there's a specific coffee that's even used, and what goes in it is condensed milk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like dessert-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sampler platter that you picked out. That.
Oh, that's what I did first. I did a sample platter.
And that was wonderful, the different things that were on there. And it kind of gives you a nice taste of what there is on their menu.
Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the sample platter that I chose, like, they put little things in there, like to like chili kind of.
Mm-hmm. As to hot it,
how hot, you know, one or two of them. And the sample platter, as I looked to see what all, which they were all ones without a spicy thing.
Okay.
And a sample platter, which is the other reason I chose that.
That's a nice way to know what you're getting, because a lot of things have one, but then there's those ones with two. Your soup that you had was real good.
Yeah, that, I had the tom yum soup. Now, I like the soup. This tom yum soup wasn't the typical kind that I've had. I just realized that. When I said the typical of what was in it, because I'm thinking about the tom yum soup that I've had before. Not that it was, that I didn't like it or anything, but I just realized I don't think it was the same ingredients. I'm not sure. I got to look at their menu because I know, like tom yum soup, I know has the onions, mushrooms. They had the mushrooms. They had a lot of chunks of tomato in this one.
And chicken.
Well, that's because I asked for chicken.
Okay.
They ask you what you want, what kind of what thing you had. But usually it's the chili paste bothers me, although I could handle that particular chili paste because it hits the back of my throat, and then I can sort of like tolerate it and then enjoy the soup. But the, you know, they must have seen out I didn't want anything spicy because it wasn't, I guess, not enough chili paste in there to.
Don't do that.
Huh?
Eunice is looking at you because you said you had the chicken.
Oh.
She's.
You better watch her.
All right.
Yeah, I would watch her. She does not have a good look on her face.
Oh, right.
She didn't mean that.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would have definitely apologized.
I hope they're not. Okay.
Go on, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I don't think they're going to attack you anytime soon, but no, I would go.
Being that they're rubber, yeah.
Yeah, I would kind of move on from the chicken.
And by the way, coming here, I have a photo of them with the AirTran allowed me to bring them into the cockpit and have a, and I have the pilot and co-pilot. A very funny photo. It's very warped. I have to show it to you later. It's very warped of what he. He took one. I don't know. Either Esther Yunus, and he put it out the window and,
in front of the airplane.
And he put no. He put it away the windshield wiper.
Oh.
So one of them is hanging it, and then afterwards he allowed me to go and sit down at the sit in the seat there.
Very cool.
And got a phone of me and Eunice, too.
I think that you should have, they should have their wings for flying.
I think so. I'm going to ask them if they have, just, you know, for them.
I mean, they're not, like, as old as we are, so they deserve kid wings.
Okay, so, the dessert.
that was good. It was banana crepes.
Yeah, and it seemed what I got is they were using, like, the spring roll skins as the crepe. It's banana and with some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there was cashews.
Yes, and raisins.
And raisins. And a little bit of chocolate.
And they had a very nice presentation of it. And it was just, and it's different. This was the Thai. It was a crispy crepe. When we were at the Crane and Pelican, it was moist and just delicate.
Yeah.
And the orange just popped in your mouth.
Ah. Oy vey.
And the bananas.
Wait, it was so good. I could quell about it.
And the bananas. I mean, were exotic. I mean, that's kind of what reminded me of. It was exotic Thai. And then you left me, and you went to the...
Oh, yeah, I went tonight. I just recently came back from the Quad City Symphony Pops concert over at LeClaire Park in Davenport. And it was a sea of people there. My God, but it was the type of thing, you bought your ticket, you got a ticket, and you brought your own chairs and your own food or whatever you wanted to do, and sat there and, with, you know, one, two people, groups or whatever. And, at 6:30, they were open, I think they opened like 3:00 or something. But then at 6:30, they had vendors there too, you know,
okay,
in case you didn't want to bring stuff. And they had a set of like in terms of the lawn, but they also had a whole bunch of chairs over in front of the stage.
Now, were the chairs free?
Yeah.
So you could ask for them, or did they?
No. So in other words,
there?
Either you're bringing your own chair to go on the lawn. Or if you just, let's say you came, you could watch the concert and get food. You could still bring your own food, but you could sit at the chairs that are right in front of that they set up.
Okay.
They set up.
So that's nice.
So to see the concert.
So you can lay down a blanket or do that.
Yeah.
And it was in Davenport. Was it along the river?
Yes, it was. And as a matter of fact, at one direction I could turn and I could see the casino.
Ah, where we were.
Yeah.
Cool.
So here was the cool thing. Now the Pops concert, it was a lot of stuff. It was Broadway tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had three singers, and of course I forgot to bring the program.
Ah.
But the three singers... Now, there was one woman, and I'm bad at names in terms of people on Broadway, you know. But there was one woman who was the original star of Wicked.
Oh.
When it was on Broadway. Who also... No, let me think. Was she the... Yeah. Who also did the role of Joanna on PBS when they had... God, the thing with the pie. The play about the people that put people in the pie and ate it.
You know, when I think of pie, the only thing that comes to my mind is American Pie, and that's probably not it.
No. This is everybody listening here is probably screaming the answer at me. Sweeney Todd.
Okay. Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
So she was in Sweeney Todd on the PBS version of it. Who is following my shows knows that I had Sarah Rice on the show, who was the original Joanna in Sweeney Todd. And then there was the actress who, I think she said she, I don't think she's playing her now. She played Christine in Phantom of the Opera. But they also, this was the weird thing. They had a guy who is scheduled to play the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. He was supposed to have started right before the weekend, but he said in his contract he had to wait because he wanted to keep this date. So he starts on Monday, and coincidentally, I have theater, I have tickets to review him on Tuesday.
So that works out well.
Yeah.
Now, was he singing tonight?
Yes.
He was singing.
Yes.
Was there something?
They were all singing.
Together? Or
sometimes a three, then some two, you know, or solos. And because of this Bacasta radio show, I had to get back early. Otherwise, I would have heard him sing two songs from Phantom.
Okay. Well, what do you remember what they sang there? During the, is was there a particular song that sang it?
Well, I remember that the one who did the Sweeney Todd actually sang Glitter and Be Gay. Although I'm. And the thing is, I don't necessarily remember if that was from Sweeney Todd, but I remembered that because when I had Sarah Rice on my show, she sent me her version of Glitter and Be Gay. And I just don't, I don't know whether it was from Sweeney Todd, but there was a coincidence. And as a matter of fact, when that woman got off the stage, I was like sort of like near backstage. When she got off the stage, as she was going back into like the dressing room, I said to her, "Sarah Rice would have been proud of you."
See, there you go.
And she knew who she was. So that was pretty cool. That was nice. You know, for free. Well, it's not a free con. I mean, you know, it was actually the money was actually supporting the symphony orchestra, the Quad City Symphony Pops orchestra. That's what the whole thing was. Why they even charged to get in? That was, and I think they were doing. I know they were doing a raffle or something. I know they were.
And it's from what I understand, it is one of their, it's in a series of their events that they held all year. And I'm sure if you're in the area in the holidays, it's going to be, they'll have even more amazing stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like the place to have the events. When I was there, I think 3 years ago, I was at the Beer Fest. There.
Brouhaha?
The Brouhaha.
Coming up here soon in October.
Yeah. Is that in October?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like next week.
Well, or next week we get a break, then we go to California, and then it's October.
Oh, right.
So you're getting really close.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I haven't done, did you do the loop when you came here last
time? No, I think I'm getting the loop was new.
Okay. And from what I understand, the loop, if you, each of the Quad Cities, and there's Moline, but there's also East Moline included in that, so that's that extra little.
Just like the I think there's Davenport and East Davenport, too, isn't there?
Well, I think there's the village in Davenport. So there's Davenport,
okay.
Bentendorf, Moline, East Moline, and Rock Island. And each one has their unique little places and treasures to discover, but the loop goes around to all of them on the weekends. And if you're staying in their area, they have clubs and entertainment and everything. So you can hop off, get out of your hotel, hop on the loop, and it takes you around, and you don't have to drive, and you can experience all the things. And that's supposed to be a great advantage when coming here and trying to explore the cities and entertainment and attractions.
And before we go into what we're going to do tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I always like to take a music break.
Okay.
We start to look at one another short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new toll lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future.
Tomorrow, our schedule for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is, oh, first, oh,
meow. We're going to go on the meow cat water taxi.
So the Segway tour is not until 12:30.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, channel cat, that's a, isn't that a fish in general?
The channel cat?
I thought it was a channel cat. Catfish, channel catfish. I thought that was like a fish fish. Isn't that a fish fish? You'll have
Are
to
you know. Making that up?
No, 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 no.
Oh, okay.
I thought a channel cat was a channel catfish. This is the channel cat water taxi we're going on.
Okay.
But I think a channel cat is a channel, is a fish fish.
A channel cat to me is when my cat
is facing the
grabs the what do you call it?
The remote?
The remote control. That's a channel cat. But this is a water taxi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I did this before. And what it does is this water taxi takes you to, I think, three or four different spots. So it'll take you to so that you can, and I'm not sure, I think it might go to each of the four of the Quad Cities.
Cool. Okay.
But the purpose kind of is like, so it could take you, let's say, to the casino.
So it runs along the river.
Yeah.
And the loop runs on the road.
Right.
So same thing, but only different. Right?
Well, it can't be the same thing and be different.
I mean, it's going to the four places.
Something cannot
quad.
Be the same thing, only different.
Absolutely. Why not? It sounds, it fits in my vocabulary, okay. And it works for me. It's the same thing, only different. That is how
same
we...
Same concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different day, same story.
Yeah.
Okay. It is the same thing, only different. That's the four Quad Cities,
yeah.
As does the loop, or looping. It's loopy, loopy. This is loopy now.
Of course, I don't... The thing is, I could be totally wrong about this, because I've done this the last time I was here. And again, I'm not looking at the article to see what I said about it. You know what I mean?
It's on the fly.
Yeah.
Same thing, only okay. Different.
So after that, we're having lunch at the Front Street Brewery. Oh, we're catching the water taxi in the village of East Davenport.
Village.
The
nice.
Village.
Yeah.
Of East Davenport. And then we go to lunch on Front Street Brewery in Davenport.
Sometimes we get brew. Brew.
Yes.
Brew.
Oh, yeah.
Brew's good.
Uh-huh. And then we take a Segway tour.
Okay.
And the Segway tour is also from Davenport.
Have you done that before here?
The Segway tour?
Mm-hmm.
No. That I didn't do yet.
Okay.
The Segway tour is new. I think they've only had it, it might have been for, I don't know if it, even for a year, because I remember that it came up and I had gotten an email about what's going on in the Quad Cities and mm-hmm. New Segway tour. So
now, as in a Segway, how would you describe a Segway tour?
Oh, a Segway tour?
Yeah. I mean, how would you describe
what it's like?
Yeah, what it's like.
Well, the problem is, well, if anybody's been listening and following the show, they got it. But if you haven't been listening and following the show, I'll repeat. I'll repeat what it's like. You're on a standing bicycle. If you want to call it a standing bicycle kind of that you've
right.
I actually have seen these things in especially in that movie The Mall something Mall.
Mall Rats?
Huh?
Mall Rats. Same thing only different.
the
police in the mall.
Yeah,
okay.
That thing. So basically what you're doing it's all about balance. But you're not balancing like on a bicycle the way you balance on a bicycle. You're standing still, and the balance is whether you're leaning, your body.
There you go.
Is leaning forward or backward.
It's kind of like, it reminds me of dancing. If you lean, I mean, your move, you move one way gracefully, you move one way the other way gracefully, it you either turn left or right, back forward. So, cha-cha-cha.
This reminds you of dancing?
The segue.
The segue reminds you of dancing.
Yes.
Well, don't,
boy.
Don't move your feet on there. You'll fall off.
I was talking about
the body itself?
Yes. Shake your hips, baby. Let's see it.
Yeah. And so if you're going, but if you're going sideways, like if you want to turn, you're taking, you're not turning. It's like not handlebars.
You gently shift your upper body to the left, or you gently shift to the right, or forward, or backward.
Yes.
Like dancing without moving your feet.
But the turning thing is you're not, aren't you, the thing itself is your, it doesn't turn like around.
No.
It can go to the side.
Yes. Oh, well, you're holding on, you hold.
The handlebars, so yes. to speak.
Yes. And
you're pushing it to the side, and so it's not just your body.
Okay. Think of skateboarding or surf or skiing where you lean into those positions.
You know what? Just look it up and go and see what a Segway Tour is like and go.
And
they're
go.
Great. And you have to wear a helmet.
Yes, on those things you do.
And you have to learn how to get off. That's the hardest part. Getting on, I have no problem. Getting off, it always gets me nervous because I'm always tempted to lean back to get off. And if you lean back to get off, you're going to go backwards.
The problem to me isn't like the getting off part. It's the if you lean into it forward too hard, you feel like you're going to fall over. But it's actually, I mean, the thing is balanced. But it just feels like you're going to go boop on your face.
Well, you can't go more than 12 miles an hour on these things.
Some of them are pretty zippy.
That's 12 miles an hour.
I want one.
You want one?
I want one.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think everybody wants one.
They're kind of expensive, but when you think of if you live in a small city, then, I mean, when you take that little, there's a little piece that you put in there to make it run. When you take that out, you can't just take it away. And after that, we're going to the park.
Park. The Schweibert Riverfront Park in Rock Island, Illinois.
Okay.
I have no idea what that is.
I was hoping you had some idea.
No. And the problem is I could have gone there.
Yes.
And I don't remember. This is a Rock Island. Let me see. The Schweibert Riverfront Park in Rock Island. My brain's trying to figure out if I've ever been there.
See,
I mean, the only other place that I remember about being a Rock Island is the what they call the Rock Island Arsenal.
Right.
Which is almost as if you're on another island, kind of, from the mainland. You're kind of off the mainland to go to that. And that's where the arsenal is. Where you can go to a lock and dam.
Let's see. That's
lock and dam.
Damn.
Yeah, they got a lot of locks here. No bagels to go with it.
No, damn bagels. But
damn locks.
See, that's the great thing about what we were just talking about because we haven't been there yet. So.
Yeah. So we don't know where. We're really like, you know,
in the dark.
Yeah, we're just making this up. We're having all these theories about it. I bet you if we ask Esther and you, they probably know more about what we're doing tomorrow than we do.
Well, I know we're going to play with catfish and drink beer and cruise on a Segway. And then we're going to a German park along the riverfront. So that's about what I got.
Uh-huh.
And you're flying off.
Yes, then I go home.
And I see you in a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Sunday.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I'll see you.
No,
we'll
you won't see me.
The same place.
Yes.
It's the same thing, but I need a shirt that says the same thing, but different now.
Yeah.
We'll be in the same spot, but you'll be in Catalina.
Yeah, you won't see me until Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, then that's what I'll be doing. One show, probably, let's see, Sunday, I think Monday night.
Okay.
I'll do a show Monday night. And then I'll do, we haven't figured when.
On Catalina?
I'll do one show on Catalina.
Okay.
I'm going to do another show in Huntington Beach, which is the post-fam tour that I'll take. But
after?
After.
But
post,
one,
yeah.
So you do Catalina, Irvine, then Huntington.
Yeah.
Don't leave people on if
but
you're not
going to. But the Irvine one, I don't know when we're doing. I mean, I know you and I will hopefully co-host the show.
Okay.
I'll have to figure out when there's time to do it.
We should do the cha-cha. I wish we had, like, earphones with, like, mobile phones so we could, like, go into the, when they're playing the band, and then you could have everybody be there for the whole thing. And everybody.
You mean people from tourism?
Yeah, everybody could say hello.
Well, well, okay. Barbara, where are you when I need you?
Exactly.
Well, because I have, I don't know if you realize what I brought here. This is my digital recorder.
See?
And I always get nervous about it. I'm like, I keep forgetting how it works or something, and then, this is actually all set up. I can, you know, the digital recorder, and then I have the piece, and I plug it right into the computer.
I'll take another bottle of wine, and we can.
And I can do that. I could actually take this and interview,
mm-hmm.
a quick interview on each of the 15-minute, each of my 15-minute speed dating.
Yes, yes.
At the thing.
Tell me more about the brownies.
The brownies?
Yes, you're going to. I want the brownies. You're going to bring me brownies.
Oh, that's a surprise of what's going to happen.
Okay.
In terms of the brownies.
You're going to have to bring brownies.
That's a big surprise. They're
now,
getting.
Yeah. If we'll get back to the Quad Cities for a second.
Yeah. And we can get back to it. Okay.
The
brownies.
Yes. So we know, the Quad City has. Lots of festivals coming up. There's the Brouhaha, and they're going to have a Celtic festival. They've got a Renaissance festival. They just had a Mexican festival. So you got Buffalo Bill, and you got German Heritage, plus all the farms and silos and country animals. And the best way, I think, to find out all this good stuff is to visit the Quad Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau site. And that's at www.visitquadcities.com. And that covers all the cities.
Yes.
And they have information on packages available that are affordable and in entertainment. The casinos, it covers all the casinos. What's the coming? It gives you links to those, that entertainment, and also the things.
By the way, you have two choices in terms of coming here. I forgot to tell you. I mean, if you could either choose to come into like the Moline,
mm-hmm.
which, but you could also fly into Chicago, and there's a shuttle.
Okay, a shuttle like a bus.
Yes, I believe it's a bus because I remember there was an option.
Okay.
And I don't remember how long it took.
Now, from Chicago, that is the main hub if you want to take a train. A train will take you into Galesburg, which is just south of here, and then there's a bus that takes you into there. And then the shuttle, I'm not sure how that works. But it's very easy to get around once you get here. Everything's really close.
But you pretty much need a car when you're here. I don't know in terms of the public transportation. I'm not getting like that the loop. I didn't catch whether the loop like runs all day, every day, or things like that.
It runs on the weekends.
But if you're here, I mean, like I didn't notice. Did you notice public transportation?
Yes, I've seen a bus running around here. There is public
other
action.
Than the loop.
Yes,
other than the arm. Oh, okay.
I think the loop is.
I didn't ask about that. I'll find out.
It runs out here where we are, so I know it has to loop around. Ha ha. But you're going to be doing another show here soon on all that, so you can fill in those details.
Yeah, I'll let everybody tell us. So, okay. So until next show, I'm going to end this a little early because I talked enough. Now I want to eat.
Time for dinner. Leftovers.
Time for some leftovers, yeah.
Exotic Thai.
So everybody, hope you'll tune in on the next time that I do something on Quad Cities so you'll get some more details. Enjoy your day, evening, or however you're listening to the show. And as soon as I can figure, I hate my computer. I have one of those things with the thing, with the finger thing.
She's giving me the finger.
But I got this thing from Belkin on the wireless mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it out how to do it. And in the middle of this thing, it just stops doing it.
It stopped doing it.
Anyway.
Try putting your paper down and putting your mouse on top of your paper.
No, I mean, it's not.
No function.
It's not controlling.
She's lost
the thing. So I have to still do this finger crap. And then when I do the finger crap, it just doesn't want to go where I want to go. Then I got to find.
We're not going to go there.
God, where is it? Where is my? I can see, and I gotta find. I'm looking for the thing, the show ending to play.
Are you ready for some football?
No, more football.
Yes,
it's all over.
It's football.
It's finished. It's yeah, but my thing is over with. Yeah, so I don't really care.
Go Colts. Sorry, couldn't help it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So. Here we go. Let's find it. No, still. Oh, come on. Now it's doing.
While she's busy, thank you for joining us tonight. We hope you guys have a great evening.
God damn this thing. God damn hate this. Oh, here it is. I found it. All right. Good night, everybody. Good day, everybody. Good afternoon.
Night.
Or whatever the hell it is for you. Okay? Well, play now.